Melissa in the Morning chats with career strategist and workplace expert, Julie Baukie. It's Julie on the Job, now on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
A New Britain teacher was allegedly placed on leave after refusing to remove a small crucifix from the wall near her desk. This story leads to a bigger conversation. Is it appropriate to show your religious beliefs at the workplace? Career strategist Julie Baukie is back. Much like politics, Julie, which I know you and I have talked about many times on the show, do you believe overall religion is something you got to be really careful about in the workplace?
Yeah, you know, it's context. Okay, so like you said, it is the same as politics. So let's say you work for Catholic Charities. There's going to be crucifixes on the wall everywhere, as well as Bible verses, and because that is their culture, that's the reason they exist, and they probably hire people who believe as they do. So that's a case in which, yeah, it's different than when you are in a public school, and same as a Catholic school or another private Christian school. The expectations around that and what's considered to be appropriate are very different than if you are in a public space or working for an insurance company and your cubicle, you know, let's say we've all worked with those people back in the day when we had offices and cubicles. Mm-hmm. We all worked with that person who maybe decorated their entire cubicle with Hello Kitty. But the minute that we put a big Hello Kitty on the wall in a public space, people have the right to complain. And so I think there's that fine line between what is considered your private space at your workplace, and therefore, you know, it's looser than putting things on the wall in the lunchroom. You know, it's a really slippery slope, and I think it gets down to what's appropriate and respectful to the people around you. In this case, in a school, you've got children who are presumably, some of them are not Christian, but even if they are, it's a public school. And in that, it is not, at least at this point in our world, not okay.
But should that have been something, Julie, that was addressed from the start, something that's in a handbook or something that is in the rules, if you will, the regulations that all staff should follow according to the, and again, this is just one example, but we certainly have seen where religion can get somebody into trouble in the workplace. But this teacher had this up for 10 years. So why they decided to address it now, I think, is something that I'd have to talk to the school directly why it's been addressed right now. Because to me, I do think with religion, you know, differently than politics, I think a lot of times there are loopholes, it feels like, with politics. Like, we talk about it, you know, colleagues will talk about it. Even if you're not comfortable with it, we've sort of given a pass to politics in the last, I'd say, decade. But religion is still like this we can't touch it thing, which is really interesting because it comes down to what a person believes in. So if I like the Bruins, I have Bruins hockey pucks sitting in our studio. This is a public studio. I share it with other on-air talent. We have Ranger fans who sit in here, but they can't touch my Bruins stuff. I mean, there's just like a mutual respect. I'm not telling them to become Bruins fans. So it is interesting that when it comes to religion, it's looked at as this really different thing. But, you know, and I, again, I'm not trying to make light of religion versus a hockey team, but I do think sometimes we put way more pressure on religion than we do really any other thing in the workplace. And I don't know why, to be honest.
We're still not far away from that time in which you never discussed religion or politics in the workplace.
Sure.
It wasn't done. It wasn't appropriate. It wasn't respectful. I don't think, unless you guys come to blows over your hockey pucks, you know, no one is going to say, you know, that talking about what sports team you're a fan of. If you think about it, that's very, this isn't even the right word, but that's very external. Becoming a fan of a team, I'm just going to say religion is very internal. Religion is, for a lot of people, the basis of who they are.
Mm.
And that is when you start to cross those boundaries of saying, okay, you know, I'm going to go hang a crucifix in the lunchroom versus putting one in my private space in which I am generally allowed to decorate that however I want. is it's different. But, you know, then here's why it's so tricky. And this is why I'm looking at all angles of this, because what if you decided in your cubicle you wanted to hang swastikas on the wall? I would imagine that would also be a problem. So it's things that can be considered offensive or things that are really private. And why we're talking about this is the same thing we've talked about multiple times, is that that line between your workspace, work life, and your personal space / personal life continues to erode. And so now we've got people who all over the country who are being told, come back to the office. And so presumably we're going to have a lot more of these conversations.
Right.
I saw a cubicle one time. This is like a long time ago. But the person had every inch of their cubicle, including the half wall and the tops of the half wall, covered with Pez dispensers. And I'm thinking, all right, Pez dispensers off the half wall that intrudes into other people's space. But if you want to fill your cubicle with Pez dispensers, have at it, as long as you're getting your work done. And that's, I think most people can agree, it might be like a roll your eyes thing to have Pez dispensers or Bruins gear everywhere in your cubicle. It's not infringing on other people's beliefs. You're not, and I'm having, this is so tricky that I am having a hard time finding the right words. But if you decide to, and we are, you know, we are more sensitive about this than we were 10 years ago.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
So probably in her classroom, there are more people, more young people who are of a different religion. And like I said, my kids went to a Catholic high school. There were crosses everywhere. Mm-hmm. Great. You know, that's expected because that's what they're there for. That's their reason for being in that school, presumably, is to provide a Catholic education along with general education. If you're at the Hartford working and you have decided that there needs to be some crosses on the wall in your department, that's crossing the line. And I would imagine that a lot of policies, like you talked about, policies, rules, practices, et cetera, in most workplaces, I know workplaces that start out with kind of no rules,
right,
in terms of that kind of stuff. Then they create them once people show that there's a need for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like casual day. Casual day used to be one of those things when I was in HR. We thought, well, certainly everybody can handle casual day.
No.
Right?
No,
so
we can't. Right.
Then you had to have a policy about it.
A New Britain teacher allegedly placed on leave after refusing to remove a small crucifix from the wall near her desk. This was in a public school, and it led us to the question, a bigger conversation, is it appropriate to show your religious beliefs in the workplace? We have career strategist Julie Bauke here. And I think something we can all agree on here, Julie, is certainly in the last few years, it's been very uncharted territory. A lot of people now slowly getting back to the workplace. And maybe what was in the rule book before is not enough to set a better precedent or to change with the times. Do you feel like employers should maybe go back to the handbook, check to make sure that we're really addressing sort of today's world and what could come up as a controversy at the workplace?
Yes, but it's also going to be a really big challenge. We're now in a situation where this is a good time to readdress it because we have so many people heading back into a physical space or being asked to come back to a physical space. And so you've got people who've worked from elsewhere, probably home, for potentially since 2020. And so they are not only ingrained in their habits in terms of what's appropriate to wear, but even probably the volume of their voice and, you know, that just all kinds of stuff. And so it's almost like there's going to be a level for some people, a level of having to learn it all over again, how to work and play well with others. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a great time to revisit what are those professional expectations that we have of you, but also make very clear that it's fluid and subject to change. And so if I say, okay, you all have, all right, so in some situations, there aren't enough desks for everybody that's going to come back. And so you'll hotel. In other words, you will use whatever desk is available.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, that's going to be easier because people generally carry around their stuff in a bag, in a briefcase or a tote or whatever, and you and just bring their work stuff because you don't want to carry your Pez dispensers back and forth from home every day. And so those situations are going to be different. When you're giving someone a space that is theirs, I have seen companies go to rules where they say 3 family pictures and that's it, because they just want to not be playing whack-a-mole and, you know, handle every exception that comes along. Because when you put up something, when you say something like, please be considerate of what you decorate your office with, and please avoid these areas, or please avoid things that may make other people feel uncomfortable. Okay. That is a really, really, that's really broad. And it's a slippery slope because I might have a Winnie the Pooh doll on my desk and all of a sudden someone's uncomfortable with that because he doesn't have pants on. I mean, I'm being facetious, but you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, but you're going down a slippery slope.
Yeah.
But I do think that you speak to a bigger truth here, Julie. I remember in 2020, we were one of the only on-air talents still coming into the office. I mean, even most TV crews in 2020 were doing things either remote or they were only working with it was not going into the studios. Everything had changed, and even here where we worked. And I remember because there was no one in the building, I'm like, well, I'm just going to start putting up my family photos in the studio. That's what I'm going to do. So I've got photos of my dog and my kid and whatever.
Yeah.
And then when people started coming back, it was right away, hey, remember how the studio was before? You got to go back to that. And I remember at first being like, wait, what? Why? What is the problem with it? But it was just an understanding of exactly what you're saying. You're sharing a space, whether it is with another colleague or you never know who's coming in. And this is not the radio station of Melissa Sheketoff. This is WICC. And if you have guests coming in and thinking, oh, it's all about you and your family and everything, it's not what the station wanted it to be. They wanted it to be a news and information station, not a scrapbook of my life in the studio. And when you understand that, and I think take kind of like the personal attacks, I think that's what it is too. I think it's remembering, hey, who's signing your paycheck? So where are you working? What is the end game here? So for example, having family photos up or having a cross or whatever, like if you want to wear a cross around your neck, that's one thing. But to have it on display, what's the end game here? What is the end game? I mean, it's if you believe in that, that's great. But are you trying to send a message to other people? And that's not really what the workplace is for. I think that's you know, again, understanding whether it is religion or it's your family matters, your affair, whatever it is. It's remembering that you're at the workplace to get a job done, not to push across whatever, I guess, is personal to you. And I think that that does fall on the employee a little bit. I think kind of taking the emotion out of it a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, look, if I think there's a difference between in your personal space. Let's say that in this teacher's case, there's a difference between putting a small cross on your desk where you can see it because it gives you strength during the day.
Exactly.
That's, I mean, here's the problem is 10 people, they're going to interpret it differently. And so this is just Julie talking. You know, I think that's different than putting it on the wall in your classroom. I think that's a hard no, unless you're working at a Christian school or a faith-based school. I mean, you're not going to see one in a Jewish school. You know, you'll see something different. So, you know, it's context. And so it's one of the things that we have to get used to doing better, especially as we return to the office. Look around. How are the leaders in your organization dressing? Does anybody else have on pajama pants? You shouldn't wear them. What is considered appropriate behavior in a meeting? Do people interrupt each other? Or do they, you know, is everyone stopping and listening? What's appropriate in terms of what time you arrive? If everyone arrives at 8, you darn well better be there by 8. So it really is, this is just part of a larger conversation about reading context and figuring out what's appropriate
because it really is tricky. I have to say, Julie, it really is tricky because I have my father is Jewish and it is okay for people to wear a yarmulke in public. You know, and that's of the Jewish religion. So, like, if you have somebody who works and is wearing a yarmulke, I don't believe a school can tell you to take it off. Same thing with if somebody is Muslim and wearing a hijab. I don't believe you could tell people to take it off. You know what I'm saying? So that's a tricky thing. So then how do you tell a Christian that they can't have a cross in their workspace? But again, there's just no, I think, clear cut answer, which is why I think it's more important to have these types of conversations than to not have them. I think it's going back and looking at what are the rules on the books? What has it been? What is it becoming? And how do you adjust to that? But that's, I think it has to be tailored. I don't know. Yeah. I'm putting you in the hot seat, which is not fun.
No, it's
a hard conversation.
I don't pity. I mean, I don't envy these. I don't envy these HR people these days
trying to figure all this stuff out.
Because it used to be, you know, during COVID, I rewatched every episode of L.A. Law just because I wanted something that was familiar.
Right.
And virtually every person is white. The comments are misogynistic. The things they say about people with disabilities and women is appalling in today's eyes. But it was acceptable when it was out in the night.
Exactly. Again, it's uncharted territory. I think we're in a new world of you know, better understanding, better open-mindedness and seeing everything. However, I don't know. I don't know if we've navigated the most effective way to move forward, though.
And it's messy. Humans are messy.
It is. Julie Baucke, we have run out of time, but I'm so glad that we at least started the conversation, and I appreciate you having it here on WICC. Really, I do.
Sure. Talk soon.